generosa.
You're listening to a selection from Act One of Puccini's Tosca, recorded during the final dress rehearsal for the latest in the Metropolitan Opera's Live in HD series. The performance will stream live to venues across the globe, including more than 700 theaters in the United States and 7 right here in New Hampshire. Starring in the opera as Floria Tosca is soprano Patricia Rossette of Bedford, New Hampshire. Producer Taylor Quimby caught up with her to find out more about the performance.
Patricia, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Nice to talk with you.
You're playing Floria Tosca, one of opera's greatest divas. What sets her apart from other roles?
First of all, roles in my kind of sort of Italianate leading lady repertoire very often find the eponymous character victimized, usually by love gone wrong. But the difference with a character like Floria Tosca is she takes fate into her own hands without question. Granted, she's being manipulated and put in a very, very difficult position, but by the end of Act Two, she does indeed take fate in her own hands and actually kills Scarpia. And that is unique, I find, for a female character in opera.
Now, the Met's Live in HD series is beautifully captured. And for the thousands of audience members who are going to be watching from theaters all around the world, they're experiencing something that's part live opera and almost part film. So I was wondering, is there anything that you do differently preparing for this performance than you would for, say, a traditionally staged opera that's only being seen by those of the audience that are in the house?
Right. Well, I mean, it is, as you say, live opera, but it is live opera that is captured on film. So you are seeing what the audience in the Metropolitan Opera House are seeing. You are seeing that very performance. The difference from me as a performer is not really measurable. I'm aware that I'm being captured, you know, much more up close, but I'm the kind of artist that put those details into every performance I do with the hope that it does carry over the footlights, as it were. But I'm very excited about the camera capturing those details. But also, I'd say one of the other differences is the makeup is a bit different than it is for just a live performance on the stage. It's HD makeup. It's a little more subtle because otherwise it would just it would not read quite the way we want it to read. So the differences are not great, but what's great for the audience in the theaters that get to experience this is they get front row seats to the opera, really, essentially, because the camera is capturing everything so wonderfully.
And speaking of which, you're from Bedford. The drive to the Met is not too far, but it must be really nice for your friends and family to be able to see you perform without having to leave the state. Do you get a personal sense of how this series has really made opera more accessible?
I do, because so many more people are having access to it for whatever reason, because of distance, because of finance, because of just physically not being able to get to New York City and attend the show. So I think for an art form, the audience being a wider audience and more aware of the art form is always good in the end for the art form.
I could be totally off base here, but I don't think anyway that New Hampshire is a state that's really known for its opera or opera training. So I'm wondering, growing up in Bedford, was it tough developing your voice here and building your career?
Oh, I never had any intention of going into opera. So my time in Bedford, I left for college when I was 17 going on 18, and it was not even in my mind to do that. I actually was going to a school that was a jazz school. So I wasn't ever intending to. So I didn't, that wasn't a factor at all. I did participate in the music program in the high school, and, you know, happily so. But my ambitions were not operatic bound. It was something that sort of took me over in college.
Is it going to be strange, after having been able to perform in the Met Live HD series, knowing that you're being seen all over the world at once, to go back to an opera that's housed and performed more intimately for an audience much, much smaller?
No, I don't think it's going to be strange, because that is the art form. I mean, I say this frequently, that, you know, the audience is a part of the performance. So the energy coming from the audience really does infuse that performance. And what is great about the HD is it captures the performance, but it also captures the energy that audience is giving to us and vice versa. So it won't be strange. It's more like returning home, really, And, you know, we'll be giving the same kind of performance after the HD as we did before.
Well, Patricia, thanks so much, and best of luck on Saturday afternoon.
Thank you very much.
World-renowned soprano and New Hampshire native Patricia Risette there, speaking with producer Taylor Quimby. You can see her perform live from the Met in HD on Saturday. We posted a list of participating New Hampshire theaters at wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you for spending some time with us today. I'm Virginia Prescott. From all of us here at Word of Mouth, have a great weekend.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
Bill Berry,
and Zach Nugent.
Our intern is
James Pouliot.
Digital support from Rebecca Lavoie
and Sarah Plord.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR, its Board of Trustees, or its underwriters.
To subscribe to our podcasts and listen to past shows,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook and Tumblr at Word of Mouth Radio.
Follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
And check out a playlist of music from the program on Spotify.
Word of Mouth
is a production
of New Hampshire Public Radio.